Bianca Stone from Sunrise. Good morning. Tough assignment today. You're down at the beach and telling those girls who are flossing with their thongs to get off the beach.
I have got sand between my toes and it's a good day today to be at Burleigh Beach. Very, very nice. Although, we're not allowed to stay down here and sunbake. Sunbaking is now banned. But I can tell you right now, I can count 10 people right in the vicinity of me who are sunbaking. Clearly, flouting those rules and risking a $1,300 fine.
Well, see, this is the deal. Everyone's saying just get your coffees and go. Get your food and go. There is no sitting around. There's no catching up. There's no breastfeeding. There's no sunbaking.
Yeah, look, to make it really simple, what we're being told here in Queensland is you need to stay home unless it is absolutely essential that you leave. There is one of four reasons that you can leave the house. That is for work, for a medical appointment, to get your shopping, your groceries, or to do exercise. So our beaches are still open and there are plenty of people exercising down here, but you can't just come down and sit down the beach and read a book, chat to a friend, have a coffee. All of that kind of stuff is now banned. And there are police that are now patrolling the beaches. And as you say, it is for good reason. When we have a look overseas, the number of people that are dying, I think the UK got to the 3,000 mark just today. The death toll over there is doubling every 2 days. We don't want that to happen here in Australia.
And a lot of people, we know that they're tightening the borders tonight as well, so a lot more restrictions coming in. The big one is, Bianca, what about people that are surfing? A lot of them are saying, you know what, just surf your own break, or maybe even, why can't surf? Like, surfing is probably the most packed place there is.
Yeah, look, surfing is still allowed because that's a form of exercise. But I guess the thing is, if people don't look at these rules, obey the rules, then the beaches will be closed. We'll see what happened down in Sydney, down at Bondi. They've simply just closed that beach off. If people don't start respecting those rules and the social distancing, then the council will come in and close the beaches. Tom Tate has said that very clearly.
Thanks, Bianca, so much. And just you know, get your keenies out for one more, you know, run.
I'd like to see Spider in a man keeny, actually.
Careful what you wish.
Follow me on Instagram. I might be able to do something over the weekend.
Spider by the pool.
Yeah, that's a visual I don't think everyone needs.
It's still good to get vitamin D, though, especially
exactly
at this time.
Right.
Yes, and do it at home. You know what I do? No, don't. It's all right. Don't get the visual. Stop it. But it doesn't matter. I just wear my undies. No, I'm going to tell you. So it's not that offensive. Are you too?
Go on.
Anyway, I put the sprinkler on at the same time. So when it gets hot, you just hold
Stop
your breath
it.
every time it goes over you. That's all.
There's a few other restrictions.
What?
Just great idea.
Look, we thought we'd just run through the latest ones because there's so many of them.
Yes.
And what you can and can't do. Sunbaking is off the table as of now. You're supposed to stay home. You can go for essential supplies like food, hardware supplies. We know you can go for medical treatment and all that sort of stuff as well. Now, you can give, quote, care, assistance or support to an immediate family member. So you can interpret that how you want. You're not supposed to congregate, though. You can go to court if you need to. There's a few other ones.
You can go to court. I like that. You can still go to court.
Oh, yeah, you can go to court.
Okay. So, but also, if you are taking your kids to childcare or school, of course, you can visit a terminally ill relative.
Yeah.
Obviously, numbers are still restricted around that and go to a funeral, but we know that as long as there's no more than 9 people around. So I think if people are in that situation, they'll definitely do their homework and try and work out the best way of covering. But the easiest thing is just stay home.
It's not hard, is it? It's really not that hard. Just stay home. But the what's the other one? The New South Wales, of course, the border. They really tightened restrictions there last night from midnight. So even all the rat runs, the police were catching around 50% of people there were doing the rat run and being naughty people. So just pull your heads in. It's really easy to print out your permission form to get across the border if you need to. Otherwise, just please stay home.
If you want any more information, you just have to see what's happening in the United States and other parts of the world and seeing the escalation of how many cases there are. And if that doesn't give you enough, motivation to stay at home,
that's
nothing
right.
ever will.
Yes, that's right. Don't be selfish. Just self-isolate.
Good one.
There you go.